Okay, what we're going to talk about now is you getting your business to the next level. We've had a lot of expertise, I believe, in this area of helping people get to the next level. And first, step one is figuring out where you want to go. And a lot of times, whether you've been in the business for a year or two or three or 4 years, you've been to the national conventions, you've been to the big trainings, and you see people walking across the stage, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating that it's them and it's not you. And I know how you feel, because we've been there ourselves. And we felt like we used to set goals and set goals and set goals and set goals and just never achieve them. And we once listened to a quote by Winston Churchill. Of course, we read it. We didn't listen to him because I think he was dead by then. But Winston Churchill said that success is moving from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. And we definitely related to that. So we've went around the country and we've helped individuals in front of large audiences figure out what their goal was, take inventory of their team and what they had to do to get to that next level, help them figure out what their mental mindset needed to be to accomplish that goal. And then we actually visualize themselves accomplishing that goal. And we're about 100% of people, of helping people that we've picked get to that next goal. So what we're going to do is work with Mike here. We're going to do a little exercise with my brother Mike. And Mike, the first thing I need to know is what do you want to achieve by your company's next convention? And just there's a lot of different terminology that we've already talked about. Your company might call the top position platinum. They might call them diamond. They might call them Starfleet commander. For the sake of this example, we're going to say executive director, okay? So, Mike, let's say that you're going for the executive director position. Now, the first thing that I'm going to know from Mike before I even start working with him this closely is how committed, Mike, are you to the process of reaching your goal?
I really, really, really want to make this goal.
Okay, by saying you really, 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 really want to make this goal, on a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to having that result happen?
I'm an 8.5.
Okay, Mike, well, what I would tell you if you were in my sales organization is that when you get to a 10, that I'd be ready to sit down and do your plan with you. So what would you have to say to that?
In that case, I'm a 10.
Okay, how much room are you going to leave for the possibility of you not making this goal?
Well, I think I can make the goal. You know, if I can get just a couple of people on my team who haven't really been engaged in the process fully to make a commitment to it. So, you know, I guess I'm pretty committed.
Okay. Mike, I'm going to ask you one more time, okay? And just give me the first answer that comes to your head. On a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to making this goal happen?
I'm a 10.
Are you sure?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the exact scenario that you've just witnessed is something that we regularly see as we travel across the country and help people reach their goals. Now, they want it, but there's something that's holding them back. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Mike start like he's a 10 in just a moment. First, I want to tell you a story of a couple named Rusty and Karen. It was a couple of years ago, and it was the first of the month, and our company convention was in the summer. And this was May 1st that they called us, and they said that they wanted to go to the illustrious executive director position. And Mike and I were on a three-way phone call where we were living at the time, and we looked at each other and we sort of rolled our eyes because to reach this position, they needed to have a total of 75 sales. And we know that the month before they had 17 sales, and the month before that they had 8 sales. So for them to make that jump was a pretty big jump, number one. Number two, they needed to have what we call 3 director positions under them. So 3 of the people that were frontline to them that they had sponsored had reached the director position. The problem was is they only had 1 director, they had 1 manager, which is the position right under director, and they had a guy. So the chances of them making it were pretty slim. But they were very committed to doing that, and them making that position would actually help us move up the compensation plan as well. So the first thing that I told Rusty and Karen was that if they were serious about it, that we had to talk every single day because I had to take inventory of them every day, just like they needed to go out there and take inventory of their business. So, Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sure are you that we're going to reach the goal of executive director this month?
Steve, I'm ready. I'm a 10.
Okay. Now, Mike, would you be willing to talk to me, say, twice a day just to confirm every day that you're still a 10?
Yes, I would be.
What we're going to do now is we're going to take a look at Mike's business over the last quarter, just to give us an indication of what it could look like over the next quarter. And for those listeners, now Mike can't hear me, for those listeners, most people do not know the answers to these questions. So let's see if Mike knows the answers to these questions. Mike, just by number of sales per month, I know a lot of companies have different, they have BV and PV and membership sales. For the sake of this example, just give me a number when I ask a question, okay? Because we don't have a lot of time here. So when I ask you a question, what I'm looking for is a number, not the story that indicates where the number came from. Does that make sense?
I guess so, yeah.
Fantastic. The first thing I'm looking for, Mike, is give me the number of sales that have taken place in your organization, say the last 3 months.
Okay. Back in June, I'm not really sure. In July, I had about somewhere between 15 and 20. And last month was a little bit of a strange month, because what happened last month was out of the ordinary. I had to go on vacation in the first month.
Okay, Mike, the reason that I asked for the number and not the story is I've got a little box here that I'm writing things down in. And your stories definitely do not fit in my little box. But the numbers do fit in my little box. So I'm going to tell you what. You tell me the number, and I'll tell you the story.
Okay, well, I know last month I had 12 sales, but I'm not really sure what I had in those other months.
Okay. Great. We appreciate your honesty. Now, you said on a scale of 1 to 10 that you were 100% committed to going to the next level. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
What we're going to do now is we're going to, first of all, talk about your goal. When you write down your goal, and for the sake of Mike's example, and let's call this month October, that Mike will be an executive director in the month of October. Mike, what you want to do is you want to plaster this goal everywhere that you can see. In the bathroom, on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, in your car, on your cell phone. And you want to date it, I believe, in the present tense. So whatever the month is, if this is the month of October, I am an executive director in the month of October. And Mike, if we woke you up at 4 o'clock in the morning and said, what's your goal this month? First of all, it would be a little bit weird if we were in your bedroom. But if we were, and we woke you up in the middle of the night and said, what's your goal? You would blurt out, I am an executive director in October. We want you to be that 100% committed to it. If you're 99% committed to it, I think you're going to leave yourself room for failure. If you're a 9 out of 10, I've seen people back down on the last few days when the yogurt hits the fan, as we like to say. Okay, so for the sake of this example, we want you to plaster that goal everywhere you possibly can. Now, the strange thing about that, Mike, is that that might be a little bit uncomfortable for your friends and family. For your wife to see, I am an executive director all over the bathroom and the refrigerator. But you need to have some conversations with your family, and we'll talk about that as we go through the mental mindset. So, Mike, what I'd like to do now is take a look at your organization, starting with your strongest leader. Who's the strongest leader on your team? How many sales did they do last month? And how committed are they for you to reach your goal and them to reach their goal this month?
Well, Bill's my strongest leader, and he had 8 sales last month.
Now, the national convention that you're looking to get recognized in is just 2 months away, right, Mike? That's why you're looking to hit it. So is Bill scheduled? Has he bought an airline ticket? Has he bought his ticket to that event to go with you?
He says he's going, but I'm not sure if he bought his tickets yet.
Okay, well, I would recommend that's something that you might want to look into, okay? Because if he's going to be part of the same goal as you and be as committed, then I would recommend that him and all of your serious people are at that event, okay? The next thing is you said he did 6 sales last month?
He did 8 sales last month.
He did 8 sales last month, okay. And what is his goal for his production this month?
He wants to do, 30 sales this month. I think he told me he wanted to do at least that many.
Okay, now our goal is for Bill to do 25 sales, and he is already a director. So if he hits his goal of 30, we're in good shape. Now we'll come back in a few minutes and break that down. Who's your second strongest leader?
Janet. And Janet, she only did, I think, maybe a couple of sales last month, but she was on vacation most of the month.
Okay, Janet, you said, when's the last time you spoke with Janet?
I actually just spoke to the day before yesterday.
Okay, and is Janet registered for the next convention?
Yes, Janet always goes to the conventions.
And was Janet at the last weekly meeting?
Well, she's a little bit out of town for me, so I'm not really sure.
Okay. How often do you talk to Janet?
Once or twice a week.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how close is your relationship with Janet as far as being able to push her and help her reach her goals?
It's good. It's like a 9, about a 9.
Okay, so, you know, in John Maxwell's book, he talks about the law of solid ground. You've got some solid ground going with Janet. And Janet is already a director. Is that fair?
Yeah, Janet just made director like 3 months ago, and she did 26.
I didn't ask a question, okay? I ask the questions, you give the numbers. Fair?
Fair.
Third leg. Third leg's name is?
John.
Okay, John. You sounded like you were a little hesitant just by saying John's name.
Well, I haven't seen John lately.
Now, is it because he lives out of town, or you and John are on the outs? Why don't you? I'm going to let you expand for the sake of my interest.
Well, you know, John was really excited, and he signed up a guy. Guy's actually, his name is Steve, and Steve signed up a woman named Beth, and Beth's the only one over there who ever comes to the meeting.
Fantastic. And our goal for John is to get to the director position this month.
I guess so, but I'm not sure about John.
Okay, so we need a director in that leg for you to hit executive director. And since we're a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of who that person's going to be. So you're saying you think that person is Steve. If that's... No.
I think it's Beth.
Okay, you think it's Beth. So what I'd like you to do is have a quick conversation with Beth over these next couple hours when we're finished here and confirm that her goal is to make director and that with your help, she's going to get to 25 sales.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, great. Now, what I want to do is sort of walk everybody back to the example that I used earlier with Rusty and Karen. With Rusty and Karen in this example, again, like I said, they had a director, they had a manager, and they had a guy. Now, obviously, the director leg is taking care of ourselves, so what we need to do is go to that manager leg and figure out how many new recruits or how many new starts do we need in that organization. Let's say that it's 10. So what we're going to do is myself and Mike and Janet, in this example, even though she's already a director, but in that other example of Rusty and Karen, is to sit down and figure out how many people do we have to be able to go and recruit that 10. If there's 5 of us working on the goal, then we would need 2 each. Sometimes it's just yourself, though, having to go get that 10. So that's important to know. So as you can see, what we're doing is we're taking inventory of your business. You're not going to wind up where you want to go if you don't even know what your starting point is. And Mike, I think that makes sense because you're nodding along with me. So let's just say for the sake of the third leg, how many new starts do you need in that leg?
About 12.
About 12. And Mike, do you have a plan to go out there and do that?
Well, I have 2 people who are looking at the business right now, and I was going to, you know, sign them up under Beth.
Fantastic. Okay, so what we're talking about so far is having the goal and having Mike being 100% committed to the attainment of that goal. And the second thing we talked about is knowing exactly where you are. And for a lot of people, it's just the truth hurts, right? It's like if you went into the doctor and the doctor said, what's wrong? And you're having dizzy spells, but you didn't really feel like telling the doctor. So the doctor's not really going to treat the problem. He might treat another problem. And so you're never really going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So it's very important that you take inventory of your business.